welcome back to Consuming the Craft podcast. With me today is Karis Roberts from the Asheville Brewers Alliance. Beverage Alliance is what you guys should be doing because there's so much stuff going on in this town. It's more than just brewers anymore.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think it actually should be called the Western North Carolina Beverage Alliance because we have a lot of breweries and beverage producers outside of Asheville City, all over Western North Carolina. So
that sounds good to me. Let's change it.
Yeah.
As if you and I have any say of the matter.
But it's on my to-do list.
It's got a big box with a check mark ready to go.
Yep.
So we actually sat and talked in September of 2023, about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
When you had just dabbled. I mean, you are now in this position for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the ground running back a year ago. We started talking in September. Things have gotten crazy. There is a lot of things coming up that I know you want to share with folks. But you recently had an article released in the newspaper today because you're kind of a big deal. I'm going to get an autograph later. I'm honest. In the Asheville Citizen Times about the diversification of beverages that people are making here. I mean, it's hard seltzer. It's non-alcoholic stuff. It's alcoholic stuff. There's a lot of crazy things being produced right here in Buncombe County. And you're like, hey, we're not just beer anymore. Come check it out.
For sure.
Yeah. So, it's seltzers, it's ciders, it's soda. When we talk about beverages and craft beverages in particular, people always think of craft beer. We have distilleries. We have cideries. We have people making soda. And so it's kind of neat to see you shouting from the rooftops and telling other people about all the great stuff we have going on here.
Yeah, well, and what's really nice is even some of our breweries, for example, like Dissolver, they make great beer, but a lot of people don't realize they actually make natural wine as well, and it's delicious.
They make mead too. They have all the licenses.
Yeah.
They really do. They want to dabble in just about everything.
Well, they're mad scientists when it comes to craft beverage industry, and they are very creative. You know, it takes diversification these days, and you don't have, when you come into a party, you have a beer drinker, you have a cider drinker, you have a non-alcoholic drinker all in one mix. And so you have to be able to serve everyone. And so they're finding a way to do that with ease.
10 people coming in the door, everyone's going to want something different. And you really have to be able to have all that stuff on tap so you can keep those folks there.
Yep. And Sierra has started producing some really tasty non-alcoholic beers. So you guys should check those out as well.
They are delicious.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how good that stuff is.
Yeah.
They're hop water. And that's the other thing. There's a bunch of people making hop waters now.
Yep.
Which if you haven't had them, they are absolutely a treat. They're super refreshing. Places like Asheville Brewing Company that have now added their DSP. So now they're making vodka.
Ninja spirits.
Yeah, right? former a grad of the program is their distiller.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
How exciting.
No, I'm pretty excited about what they're doing there. And if anybody needs a tote of gin, they've got a tote of gin ready to go. So
I love it. Well, Mike Rangel is actually one of the founders of the Asheville Brewers Alliance.
He's such a great guy, too.
He's wonderful to work with.
He really is.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see some of the flavors and some of the stuff that they're coming. I mean, there's a lot to discover here.
Yeah.
It's not just, not that it ever was just beer. We've always had the most visited winery in the world, right?
For sure.
So it is Beverage City. And that being said, we have a lot of amazing things coming up. As soon as March 29th of 2024, we have Beer with Buds.
Yeah. So my partner actually owns Devil's Foot. They are a craft beverage company here in Asheville. And
also now have their DSP, which is super exciting.
They do as well.
Because they've done so many cool collaborations. I'm glad that they can continue that.
I think that's one of the most beautiful things of Asheville is the fact that all of these beverage producers work together so well and seamlessly. So Jacob has partnered with not only local breweries like Highland and Burial, but also distilleries outside of Asheville and breweries outside of Asheville to create not only canned cocktails, but mocktails and other drinks as well. So the Beer with Buds is going to be, Please tell me the title again.
Beer with Butts.
Oh, it is. Okay, great.
No, you nailed it. You have so many things in front of you right now. I want to make up stuff, and you're going to be like, no, that's not a, is that a thing? No, it is a thing.
But they're actually working with one of my favorite breweries out of Greensboro, Odin Brewing. I grew up with the Odins. They're childhood friends of mine, and it's just really cool to see all of the collaborations that they're doing in Asheville, in North Carolina regionally, but then also working with distilleries and Charleston to create their canned cocktails and things like that as well.
And that canned cocktail movement is something that is exploding right now because,
yeah,
you know, you see all the different like things on the shelf and you have all these like flavors to try and taste. And it's interesting to see where people's palate are going. And so having non-alcoholic options and all of these alcoholic options that have just amazing amounts of flavor.
Yeah, and actually Devil's Foot did some really cool collaborations where the brewery would make a beer and they would make a mocktail version. So Highland did a Dark and Stormy, and then Devil's Foot did an NA Dark and Stormy as well. And then they also collaborated with Burial for a Negroni that's a non-alcoholic phony Negroni situation.
Phony Negroni is amazing.
It's delicious.
They had a Negroni competition here a while back.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had local mixologists and a bunch of gin from across the state coming in, and then each one made their own, like, take on the... I had to judge that.
Oh, bummer.
It was so terrible. I sat and I drank... I don't know how many Negronis.
You lost count.
Yeah, I really did. They were beautiful, and they were all very, very... It was very hard to judge because, like, their take on that classic... Negroni recipe was very, very interesting in how they like tweaked and really showcased their gin.
Yeah.
And the way that each individual, you know, all the botanicals that they're trying to put in their gins and showcase them. It was awesome. I was at the chemist. It was a lot of fun upstairs.
Yeah. The chemist is a great spot.
It's a gem. It's an absolute gem. After the beers with buds and people are sitting down and just talking and you know, after, I hate to bring it back to COVID and no one was like seeing each other face to face, like just sitting down and having conversation. That's why I love doing a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, a real human being across the bar, and we're just talking about stuff. And I think that we are social creatures and that needs to happen more.
Oh, for sure.
Get out of your screen and go talk to someone. And this would be a great opportunity at Beer with Buds on March 29th. Now, I know that you are going to be super busy May 16th through the 26th for Asheville Beer Week. You are not going to be found. You're going to be running around from this place to the other. You're probably going to put thousands of miles on your car that week going from one venue to the other.
Yeah, honestly, Beer Week is going to be a lot of fun.
We've
got a lot of Western North Carolina breweries, bars, and restaurants participating in the action. You can find events all over town. One of the really cool things that we're bringing back this year is the Craft Beverage Expo and Tasting Experience. That will be May 24th at the Haywood Park Exhibition Hall from 10 to 5. It is open to the public. It's a great opportunity for anyone who's interested in learning about beer, seeing hops close up.
I'll be there. AB Tech is going to have a booth there.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about edumacation and learned scholars in the industry. So yeah, I'm excited to be there and talk to folks and see people face to face. Maybe I'll do a live podcast there.
Oh, that would be great.
We could set that up there and we could just have people that are coming by and we could talk and record some podcasts that day. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And there actually is some education happening during the expo. So the North Carolina Craft Brewers Guild puts on a conference every November. And I reached out to them as a partner and said, hey, you guys do a great job with your conference. Can you help me put on this expo?
Yeah.
So they are going to come and do some educational portions. They are going to preview 4 of their 7 tracks from their November conference.
Ooh, so, a sneak peek.
Yeah, sneak peek.
Nice.
So we've got finance and operations, business leadership, technical brewing, taproom and events, and legal. So you'll get to hear a lot of different sides of the brewing industry from the educational portion. It's going to be from 10 to 12 and then 2 to 4. And those classes are free with your ticket. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you get a lot for $35.
Man, that's an amazing value because then they don't have to talk to me and they can actually go talk to some folks. So that is going to be on May 24th, the Craft Beverage Expo during Asheville Beer Week, where there's too many things to really, you can't say them all.
I mean, I can start. So we've got a lot of fun things like a kickoff party at the Marquee. We are going to have an artist panel where we talk to label designers and artists.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yep. Highwire is helping put on a Women in Beer panel again this year. That's going to be very awesome. We've got a few art shows as well, because in my head and heart, as we go through Beer City, there's so much more to Asheville, and why not focus on the art as well?
And when you said Beer City, you did quotes.
I did.
Because,
I did quotes.
Because it's so much more than beer.
Yes, so much more than beer.
Yeah.
And so this year we're also using art as a landscape and a jumping off point to kind of highlight all of our artists that are here and the creativity that is craft beverage, because there is so much that goes into designing a beer, from your ingredients to the can labels and, you know,
everything in between. And the way we describe it here is everyone wants to talk about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We call our program STEAM,
yeah.
Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math, because the, you know, you have a system and you can understand the nerdy science behind it. You can understand the mathematical, you know, fluid dynamics and heat transfer. But like, to make it work and to be really good at using it, you're going to take time. It, there's an art to adjusting valves or
sure.
you know, timing and like smells. And it just takes time to learn that stuff. And what a better way than to enjoy art in a glass than to also look at art
yep.
at the same time. And that's going to foster those conversations where my wife and I will hate each other and I'll be like, wow, I really like that. And she's like, no, that's not coming home with us. That is terrible. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why do you not like that? It's just because it's so subject to the individual. It's always interesting to hear those conversations.
Oh, most definitely.
So after, there's also the Beer City 20K.
Oh, there are a lot of actual physical activity actions that you can do around Beer Week.
Burn off some of those calories.
Yeah. So Asheville Biltmore Rotary is having a walkathon, and that will be the 18th. We're encouraging folks to have teams of four, show up with some money in hand, and walk the South Slope to raise money for the Asheville Biltmore Rotary and dementia.
Cool.
And then also the next weekend, that 25th, we have the Beer City 20K relay. I did it last year and participated with some of our Beer Week influencers. It was a lot of fun.
I would need 45 people on my team.
Well, if you have a team of four, it's only a 5K each.
Yeah,
so
again,
it's doable.
45 people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running like 100 yards and just be out of breath. That being said, all the events happening at Asheville Beer Week, there's going to be, I mean, there's something really for everyone.
Yes, most definitely. And we have a lot of opportunities to give back to the community. So if you have a free event that you attend, we have a suggested donation and a nonprofit of choice. Either the brewery has chosen or we have chosen. So there are organizations like Pink Boots Asheville, the Michael James Jackson Foundation, Riverlink, Asheville Pride or Blue Ridge Pride, but a lot of opportunities to give back to the community as well.
That's fantastic. And I will do my best to what I refer to as sensory analysis that week. It's not drinking for me anymore because, as I've always said on the podcast, I do it for the students. I do it for the kids. I drink.
Yeah.
I drink for the children.
I love it.
Asheville Beer Week, you have a zero reprieve as you're getting ready then for Carolina Cider Fest.
Yeah.
June 22nd, bringing all the folks over here. I believe it's at Urban Orchard.
It is, in downtown.
Downtown, to sample cider. And so, again, it's not beer, it's cider. So
right.
People are always like, you're getting a bunch of these Western North Carolina cider manufacturers all together in the same room, and you're going to get to try to amazing stuff, really, really amazing stuff, and I'm excited about that one as well.
Yeah,
because I enjoy, again, for the children, doing that sensory analysis.
Well, one other thing that's really cool about Beer Week this year, jumping back a little bit,
yeah,
is some more education. So Brewing and Distilling School of Knoxville is one of our ABA members, and they are coming to White Labs to teach a course May 16th, 17th, and 18th. It is all about distilling, but using your brewing equipment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We teach that here too, just FYI for everyone.
Oh, no. All right. So that's a great...
Sharks in the Jets.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So we are the first two-year degree in the country in brewing, distillation, and fermentation.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're 10 years old now, so kind of a big deal.
Excellent.
No, that being said, education is something someone can't take away from you. The more you learn about your craft, the farther you're going to go.
Yep.
And so I implore everyone to get as educated about their passion as possible, because what that's going to do is it'll eventually translate into dollars.
Yeah. As a former teacher, I am an advocate for education along the way. And even after you have your position, continuing education is how you get, you know, to the next step, how you grow.
Learn something new every day.
Lifelong learners.
Yeah. They just discovered the largest anaconda. I read that today and I was like, that's, frightening.
Yeah.
Absolutely frightening.
Yeah.
Now, going back to Ciderfest, that's leading into Booze Clues today.
Ooh.
So we just figured out Booze Clues, and we have a bit of an apple-based theme today. I know you're surrounded by breweries and unusual things now with some of the things that are being offered, but this is a Calvados from France, northern France, from the Normandy region. That's the only place where Calvados can come from. So it is an apple brandy out of specific varieties of apples from that region. It's treated very similar to a cognac in the way it is manufactured. But what do you smell and taste in that?
Mm.
Aside from the apples in the nose.
Yeah.
I get a little honeysuckle. I get some of the oak and vanilla, but not. It's very... crisp and clean. It's not
It's very delicious. It's a great sipper, actually.
It's light. It's refreshing. I always I look at it as like a very straight road. There's not crazy ancillary things going off, and you're not like looking for hazelnut or all these other flavors that some of these things have. It's this beautiful essence of the apple captured in a glass. And I mean, the oak isn't powerful. It's just, there's a beautiful balance to this stuff that I really enjoy.
And there's not a lot of heat to it either.
No.
Yeah.
No, and we're drinking it, I mean, it is at 40%.
Wow.
80 proof, yeah. So it's a sipper. It's one of those things where, you know, you get this beautiful, fresh apple flavor and it just kind of goes away.
Yeah, I greatly enjoy it.
Yeah. So after Carolina Cider Fest, we're getting into the dog days of summer, the heat.
Yeah.
And you get into August 1st AVL Fest, which is happening the 1st through the 4th in August. And where's that happening?
So that is going to be all around town. Again, this is going to be the second year that Wicked Weed is putting on AVL Fest. It is one of those things where it's a multi-venue, multi-party, multi-day situation, and it's a lot of fun. I think that the second year they're going to have a lot of huge headliners, and it's going to be an incredible experience for everyone who participates.
Yeah, I think last year, with it being the first year, I think people were really surprised on how well, one, it did, and then two, how many things that everyone just hopped on, and like there was a lot to do.
Yeah,
you honestly couldn't do it all.
Well,
no,
and I was so pleased that they used so many local musicians. I was able to see a lot of my friends, and it was just a great big party all over town and a lot of really good music. I thought the lineup was incredible, and Wicked Weed Production did an incredible job at finding that local talent that we all love. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of talented musicians in this area. It's kind of intimidating for someone who also plays. It's like, wow, I should not own an instrument after seeing some of these folks play.
They also practice a lot and probably, you know, have a lot of continued education.
Well, and that's the key, right?
Yeah.
They say, what, 10,000 hours? And then you've like, that's when you become a master of
only 10,000?
They say, yeah, you practice 10,000 hours.
That's not bad.
I don't think so, but I don't think I've done anything for 10,000. We have some anniversaries coming up too.
Yeah. So I like to shout out a lot of our anniversaries of our breweries. I put out a newsletter every month, but coming up this month in March, we have a few anniversaries. So we've got Blue Ghost. Their anniversary is coming up soon, their 8th anniversary. And then Twin Leaf is going on 10 years.
Congratulations to all these folks, by the way.
I know, it's pretty amazing. And then Ginger's Revenge is celebrating 7 years, and they're doing a whole month-long celebration. They've got a list, 7 ways to celebrate Ginger's Revenge.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I have a niece that has a birthday month instead of a birthday week or a birthday.
Smart.
She celebrates it the entire month long.
Why not?
And she expects to be showered with gifts. She's very, very funny. She's very funny.
I might do that this year.
You should. You deserve
it. Yeah.
You work very hard. So... the other thing that we need to talk about is the Asheville Brewers Alliance offers healthcare.
Yeah.
I need folks to understand that there is an opportunity to be able to take not only care of yourself,
yep,
but your family.
Yep.
So how did that come about and how can people get a hold of that?
Yeah. So basically, we partnered with Mercy Urgent Care. They have 8 facilities within Western North Carolina. They operate like a primary care and an urgent care. And we have very significantly reduced prices for our ABA members to get their basic needs met of going to the doctor, getting those physicals and those checkups and COVID tests, shots, whatever. It's one of those things where, as the executive director, I was meeting with folks and I said, what do you need? What's my job here? How can I help you? And what kept coming up was, we need to go to the doctor. We need our basic needs met of healthcare. And so chatted with John over at Mercy Urgent Care, and we have this new Mercy Me plan, and it's available for almost everybody who's an ABA member, part-time and full-time staff. It's an incredible opportunity if you have high copay, high deductible. It also covers your family. So it's one thing that I've been promoting to everyone as if you want your employees to show up for work, if you care about them and their well-being, then join the ABA.
It's affordable.
It's very affordable.
Like you said, part-time folks, people that are going to school, working behind the bar,
yep,
can get coverage.
Yep.
It's affordable, folks.
Yep. And as somebody who does the Asheville hustle of having many jobs, and I am a bartender as well,
yeah,
this is needed.
It is, because there's, I mean, that job in particular, you have so many germs coming at you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're touching glassware and money and all of these things that carry those germs all over the place. So it's, if you can't go work, you can't make money, you can't afford. I mean, it snowballs.
Yep.
And if you can't take care of yourself, it's really hard to take care of others.
For sure.
And so take care of yourself, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. Get some health care through the ABA, because you've done an amazing job getting
Thank you.
No, that is definitely a feather in your cap, because that's one of the things that, like, you know, you talk to some folks, like, we don't know what to do or how to get help.
Yeah.
So you nailed it there.
Well, and Mercy Urgent Care also is helping the general public with this Mercy Me plan as well. So they have other rates, but they also work with other membership collectives. So if you are one of those membership groups out there, nonprofit,
reach out
to them.
They really
want to help folks. So
what else you got for our listeners?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go on through the next 3 years, but if we keep it...
I'll keep it for this year. How about that?
Okay.
And I'll just give a little shout out to some events coming up.
I love it.
All right, cool. So AMB, Appalachian Mountain Brewery, over in Mills River, they're having Flannel Fest on March 9th. So please wear your finest flannel and join us. and then
it should be like the right temperature for flannel too.
Oh, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Oscar Blues is having their Spring Shakedown on April 27th. That'll be a lot of fun.
And those are right around the corner. So, yeah, get ready for those.
Mm-hmm. And then also, we have so many exciting things planned. May 11th, the Whole Bloomin' Onion Thing Spring Festival is going to be at Frog Level Brewing. And then, again, like you said, Beer Week, I'm going to repeat it again, May 16th through the 26th. So many fun events. If you log on to www.asheville.com, AshevilleBeerWeek.com. In the next week or so, we'll have more events popping up. And if you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, we will be releasing events as they come in. CiderCon, June 22nd. AVL Fest, August 1st through the 4th. And just a lot of fun things happening around town. White Labs is putting on Springtoberfest. It's like Oktoberfest, but in the spring. Yeah. So that'll be April 20th. And then also, we have a really exciting Approaching DEI with Intention and Action happening at the Mule Devil's Foot on March 13th.
So that is right. That's a couple weeks away.
Yes.
That's just right around the corner. So there's a lot of opportunities to get involved, meet some amazing people in the industry, shake hands, kiss babies, whatever it's going to be.
All of it.
Yeah. And you can learn more about not only the craft that you enjoy, maybe meet your new best friend.
Yeah, join us for the expo. Join us for Beer Week. Please come out to all of our ABA members events. You can search any brewery online and find information about events coming up. A lot of them have weekly specials, trivia. Just get out into...
The live music scene is fantastic.
Oh, it's gosh. So
good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Thank you, Karis, for being here. If you could come in and just update the folks every so often again, that would make me so happy.
I'll be back every month. I'm just kidding.
we'll never be able to keep up with all the stuff you got. That being said, thanks again for coming in. Thanks for the Asheville Brewers Alliance for allowing you to be so awesome. You've showcased a bunch of stuff in this healthcare kit thing. I go back to that every time. That's such a bit. I worked as a bartender through my undergrad, and it was so hard to, like, what happens when you get sick?
Yeah.
In that service industry, there was just no option. And now there is an option for all these ABA members. So thank you once again for that. That's amazing.
For sure.
Thank you to Danny McConnell from McConnell Farms for sponsoring this podcast. Thanks, Danny, once again.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. And thanks for everyone listening to Consuming the Craft. So listen, learn, and laugh with Consuming the Craft. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.